fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. On Monday, the 21st of January, prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to stock up on dental hygiene products, non-fluoride toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss, mouthwash, and so forth. Find them on sale. You may want to consider some 5-pound bags of baking soda as a substitute for toothpaste. And just do that. You'll be very glad you did. This is Firearms Monday. If you have any questions or comments regarding the firearms, the gun culture, training, optics, give us a call at 800-313-9443. And, of course, we have Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, at website of DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Coming off the end of the last hour and everything, we were talking about a customer we had dealt with a while back. Little insight, ladies and gentlemen, on these AR kits that you see. Now, I'm not talking about the 80% lower kits. We sell those, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of them. Long as you can follow instructions and do it the way they say to do it in their instructions and everything, you will have a quality product that you manufactured yourself. Where the problem comes, ladies and gentlemen, is the other components. I've seen some lower parts kits that the hammer and trigger combination and everything was not properly heat treated and literally wore out to either the extremely dangerous stage of trigger operation to not functioning at all operation in 6 months of just regular shooting, not heavy duty target shooting or match shooting or anything like that. Bolt carrier groups, these companies that put these things together, put them together out of rejects from major manufacturers. You will never find never as strong. We'll say 99.99% of the time you won't find any marks on the barrel other than maybe twist rate. You will never find that it's a Colt barrel, that it's an Anderson barrel, that it's Rock River, whatever. It will simply have, if it's got that, a 1 in 5, 1 in 10, 1 in 9, whatever twist rate on it. And the same way with the boat carrier groups, same way with uppers, same way with handguards. These companies search out and they buy the seconds and rejects from the people that make these components. And the biggest culprit in all of them are gun barrels. Now, to give you a bit of history of how this works, my friend Hans, he's got a friend of his out there that's retired Marine, and he runs a gun shop, and he builds some precision rifles that are just, they're gorgeous. And he was going to go to a barrel manufacturer one day and talk to them about bulk buying particular barrels for his operation, for his manufacturing operation. And he invited Hans to go along. And one of the things in talking to this company, John, you know how it is, they're really proud of their operation. So once they tell you everything that you want to know about of it, they'll give you a tour of the operation. And they did. So they go out there, and this is where the steel comes in, and this is where we rifle it, and this is where it gets turned down here to a certain diameter, and it goes down the belt, and then from here, there's a Y, and certain barrels go off to the right, and certain barrels stay on the straight and run. And those barrels may be going over to get really high-quality work, precision machining or something done to them for a particular manufacturer or not. But as they go down this line, every so often there's an offshoot to one side. And it's either going for a particular thing to happen to that barrel for a particular customer that's ordering it, or particular procedures that they're going to do for a whole series on another barrel or whatever. As you get down to the end of this, Hans told me, he says, about every third or fourth operation, there was a new offshoot ramp. And it simply went to a pallet box on the side of the operation. Those were rejects. They'd be rejected because the bore is not straight. You know, it's not the diameter of the barrel is not even the rifling is not centered in it. It may be centered both ends that are that way, or the chamber may be screwed up, or the threads may be bad. Something made that barrel not meet their standard, and it got kicked off to the side. And they get all the way to the end of this tour, and Hans's friend is standing there talking to the guy, and Hans is kind of bored and looking around. The guy says, "Oh, you walk around and look and everything, just stay out of people's way when the forklifts and stuff." And so he's walking along, and he comes up to this one area, and there's about 8 or 10 of these pallet boxes sitting there, and they're just full of barrels. I mean, all kinds of calibers, everything. And Hans kind of pokes around in them a little bit and goes back over, and his buddy's getting his business finished. And Hans is like, question for you, what are these pallet boxes over here? They've got barrels in them, different lengths, different calibers and everything. Are those going to particular company or something for them to finish or whatever? And he explained to him that no, those are rejects. Once a week, these companies that build these kits and everything have a representative that will come in there, see what they've got, and make them an offer on the pallet boxes. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, is where a lot of these build kits, barrels, are coming from. The worst part about it, John, is this. Those guys are buttoning up to tell you the quality. Hans said that the guy told him that some of them people are buying a 4-foot by 4-foot by 4-foot box crammed full of gun barrels for $100.
That's scary. That's really scary.
That is scary. And then those are the ones that wind up in these $4.99 build kits. And I warned people. I said, you know, buy all of your, you can do better by buying all of your individual components and getting what you want, and then ordering your barrel. Don't have to order it from me. You can call me, and I can set you up with several different commercial barrel manufacturers, get exactly what you want, do it at your local shop, whatever. But these build kits, ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen one that was less than, I would say, probably 6 MOA accuracy, John. Never. And that is scary, ladies and gentlemen. That means at 100 yards, you will have a group that is 6 inches in diameter or larger. So it is scary, John. It's exactly what you said.
It is. And it's, you know, the free market works most of the time properly, but people need to exercise discretion. And you start doing something you're not familiar with, you can really be taken advantage of, can't you?
Oh, yes, sir. And that's one thing that really, it hurts me, because I go to these gun shows and these guys will have picked up a rifle at the gun show. And man, that's exactly what they've been looking for. That is the gun that they have been hoping to find for years, whatever. And they'll be carrying it around and they'll be real happy and proud and all. And they'll stop and ask me what I think of it. And yeah, they did a good deal. Price was right and everything, but there are just some things on that gun that I don't like. And it's not that I don't like them because I don't like them. It's I don't like them because something seems to be off a little bit. And I'll never tell the customer that. I'll never, you just bought a piece of crap. No, won't do that. What I will do is say, hey, we're local. Are you real familiar with this gun? You want to bring it out and break it in on our range? And let us take a look at it and help you make sure everything's all right and everything on. Never had anybody turn me down, John. And get out there, and most of the time it is just some little simple thing that I picked up on. Bolts on the handguard aren't fully tight, just a tiny bit of movement. The gun wasn't kept lubed and all the time, so clean it up a little bit, decarbon it, make it run better. But it goes back to two old phrases. One, if the deal sounds too good, it probably is. You know, or, no, wait a minute. If the deal sounds too good, there's probably something wrong. Anyway, you guys know what I mean. And the other one is, and I hate this one the most, is buyer beware. I'm too honest, John. I tell the customer, if I'm selling somebody else's gun for them, or if I've taken one in trade and I don't know the full history on it and everything, I make absolutely sure that whoever's looking at it knows that. I don't know the full history on this gun, but it does shoot good, and here's a proof target of what it does do and everything else. But we just try to do the best that we can for our customers. And, a lot of our customers become friends, John. That's the fun part of it. We've got a whole bunch of oil field people that are from Louisiana and Arkansas and Missouri and everywhere else that are out here in southeast New Mexico, West Texas, working on pipelines and building rig locations and building tank batteries and everything else. And we met another one at the gun show this weekend. Young man's far away from home, doesn't have anybody to really share his interest in or anything, and he's going to be coming out to visit with us. And next weekend he'll come out. We're going to just help him set up a new gun that he picked up at the gun show and make sure that everything on it is right and go from there. And I'm willing to bet you that we're going to see this guy more often than most people would expect, simply because he's found someone he can talk to. someone he can spend time with. And as he was telling Teresa, he says, he plans on picking my brain. And Teresa said, good, he likes that. So, ladies and gentlemen, war is a young man's game. All of us old guys, our job right now is to educate the young ones. Our job is to sit down and take what we've learned from the School of Hard Knocks and try to prevent the young folks from experiencing that. So, John, I love it. I mean, every time one of these kids comes out and spends time with us on the range and we work with them and all, I love it. It's great. So, been an interesting week, John. Been a real
interesting week.
We've been doing, last couple of weeks, Teresa and I have been doing a whole lot of reloading and getting our reserves and everything up. And I've been having a lot of fun with it because a while back, Lee sent me a notice that they had a lot of bullet molds that were custom ordered by customers, and there were slight things wrong with them. Either the target weight was off beyond limits, or maybe the diameter was slightly off. It was a gas check model when it was supposed to be a plane-based model, whatever. And over time, they'd accumulated a bunch of these, so they were starting off with some of their what they call preferred dealers, sending us a list of them and giving us first crack at it. And I'm not saying that there were some really good-looking bullets and stuff listed in there, John, but Teresa and I wound up with 20-something new molds and been playing with them. Well, one of them was stamped on the side of it, 3.357, 180 RF, round flat. What that stood for, ladies and gentlemen, it was a 357 caliber, i.e. 38 Special, 357 Mag. 180 is the bullet weight, or the target weight that it was supposed to be. And the RF was the nose design on it, round with a flat point. And I just kept looking at this, and I thought, man, that just looks like a good fat little slap them upside the head bullet. So I casted up a whole bunch of them and weighed them out. And this was one that was a reject from the contract because instead of 180 grains, it weighed out at 200 grains, John.
Sure.
And yeah, and it is a gas check bullet, and which means that it's got a little copper cap on the bottom of it, ladies and gentlemen. The purpose of that is to help eliminate leading. And so I lubed and resized a bunch of these up and everything. The diameter was right. And did some experiment to use in a 357 Magnum. One problem, John. I couldn't load them in a 357 Magnum.
Really?
I had to load them in a 38 Special case because if I put them in a 357 Magnum, they stuck out the end of the cylinder about a 16th of an inch. Cylinder don't turn.
Well, that's still good. Yeah.
No, so I use a 38 Special case. We shortened up the overall length, but we marked the 38 Special cases so that we know that they're Magnum loads. They're not for the Taurus P85 or the LCR. And these things are fun. I mean, 200 grain bullet at about 900 feet per second. And when it hits that target backer at 25 yards, John, it sounds like you just hit the target backer with a baseball bat. I mean, it is a heavy, solid slap. So it looks like it would be an X. I haven't done anything over 25, and we've got the break.
We do have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Here's a little song?
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 21st of January. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, and we're having a conversation about the gun culture in general. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All righty. Getting off the deal here for a little bit of where we've been on the kits and the bills and the stuff like that, ladies and gentlemen. If you do have questions on AR platforms, on the AR-15, AR-10, SR-25 platforms, drop us a note. Go over to DesertEagleShooters.com and tell us what you're looking for, what you'd like to do, or you've heard about this, that, or whatever. I'm free with my opinions. But we all know about opinions. Everybody's got one, and some are worse than others. But drop us a note. Tell us what you're looking for. And if we can't help you out, we will definitely find someone that can, because we've got probably one of the best selections of knowledgeable people that can help us work through and get things solved for you. One thing I'd like to talk about, John, for a minute is everybody's state legislatures should either be in gear or gearing up to get in gear. And at the gun show this weekend, a lot of the things that we talked about was what New Mexico's legislature was doing, for the simple reason New Mexico runs two different sessions. One is a 60-day session, one's a 30-day session, and they alternate years doing that. And that, I think, is about to change, what someone was telling me. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is this, John, they haven't been advertising and talking about the House and Senate and all being in session like they used to. I did not even know that our New Mexico House was in session until evening news one night talked about some teachers union person or something that was addressing the Congress. And we have found out that our governor, new-elect Michelle Lujan Grissom, Democrat, liberal extraordinaire. If you want to call me offline, I'll tell you what I really think of her. But we're about to become a sanctuary state, John. Already have a couple of.
That's very disappointing.
We have a couple of sanctuary cities, Albuquerque and Las Cruces, not highly advertised, but definitely enforced. And we found out through a couple of very good friends of mine at the gun show that there were, now I talked earlier, I think last week, about House Bill 40 in New Mexico, which was to make that there would be no private gun sales at gun shows. Everybody had to go through a background check, the seller and the buyer. I knew about that one, and I still have yet to find any data here in New Mexico on the ammunition tax and the magazine ban. However, when Chuck and I were talking and everything, he said, well, I'll email you what I found so far tonight, and he did. And where I was aware of one and looking for data on two, I find out that there are eight that have already been written up and are going through the processes here in New Mexico. And the only way that Chuck found out about it was a friend of his is, I can't remember what their title is, kind of like a stenographer type thing for one of our representatives. And this person is a good friend with his wife. And she kind of let him in on some stuff and gave him a link. We've got one that is House Bill 8 called the Universal Background Check, and it eliminates any private gun sales whatsoever, and the owners must be they actually will be forced to pay undetermined fees for a background check before they can sell their gun to someone else, and then the person receiving it, same thing. So this is more or less kind of like that House Bill 40, but this one is not to gun shows, this one is to everybody. And then there's House Bill 35, and this one would require federal firearms license dealers, all of your gun shop owners, to pay $200 a year to the state so that the state can build a background check system that is equal to, or quote unquote, as they put it, better than the NIX system. And there's a bottom of the hour.
We have a bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 21st of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, it is truly our project, finding images on TV shows and movies, images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, is moving into our third year now. It's a fun project. We've got them all back up now. They were down for a few months, but they're all back up at my website at thelibertyman.com. And if you want to participate, all you need to do is keep a careful watch when you're watching a movie or a TV show. Get that screen capture to me when you find an image of a continent with different coastlines. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my six DVDs. It's a fun project. Let's move forward and make this list a lot longer this year in 2019. Also, of course, on my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Do you have arthritis pain? Do you? What are you waiting for? You're taking pain meds? That's not healthy. Get yourself an energy cleaner and take care of that arthritis pain in a healthy way. It's taking care of the pain because it's healing the source of the pain. That's healing the arthritis. That's how it works. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, and they go out priority mail with signature confirmation. The mattress pads that go with them, what a great combination. Check them out. Energy cleaners and mattress pads. It's my home business. I take care of you personally with a hand-signed thank you note in the box with the energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at websites deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Okay, folks, sorry about that. I just started to take a sip of coffee. What we were talking about, we'd gotten up to House Bill 40 here in New Mexico, which was the criminal background checks at gun shows. And then two that come in here I've heard about in other states, and they're both very, very scary. One is House Bill 83, Extreme Risk Protection Order, or Red Flag Legislation. That one, John, if your neighbor down the street thinks that you're a dangerous person, knows that you use guns, he could go to the sheriff's department, file a complaint without signing his name, without saying who he is. They take it to a judge, and the judge determines that you're a danger to people, and they come and without due process take all of your guns and give you 30 days or some cases 3 days in some states or whatever to go to court and fight to get your guns back. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's just about as barbaric as you can get. And it's already led to one person being killed. I believe it was in Florida. This happened a month or so back after they had put this same type of deal in. At 4 o'clock in the morning, Sheriff's Department and a couple of other agents knock on this guy's door. He comes to the door at 4 in the morning, of course, with a shotgun because he doesn't know who's pounding on his door. And when he opens the door, simply because he's holding a gun, the guy winds up becoming dead. And it was all because his daughter thought that he might be dangerous to people and filed one of these red flag things. Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, there's absolutely no due process in these things. You don't know anything about it until they come and take your guns or try to take your guns, whichever the case may be. So, and then the other one that we've got here is the House Bill 87, which is the state's Prohibited Person Firearm Act. It's almost like the red flag thing, but this one is for individuals that think that their ex-boyfriend or their ex-girlfriend or whatever could be a threat to them or has threatened them. This bill, you know, prevents them from purchasing firearms. It's supposed to take their firearms, but it also extends to family members in their house. Affects them. Then the last one that we had here that's coming up in New Mexico is House Bill 130. And this one, if a child gains access to unsecured or unsupervised gun. Now, I'm trying to figure out how you supervise your guns, John. But if a child gains access to an unsupervised or unsecured gun of any kind and anyone is injured, then you are criminally liable all the way across the board. Now, New Mexico has already got a bill or got a law like this that if and it's pretty well written. If you leave your gun on the coffee table, and that's where you lay your gun all the time, on the coffee table, and a 9-year-old kid comes in and sees it and picks it up and walks out and shoots his best buddy, well, guess what? You're guilty in their eyes of child endangerment. And I can see that one. I can understand that one. Most people with any common sense, if they're going to have guns out, they're going to be up and away so that children can't get to them, but they can access them very rapidly. This one, John, it makes it full criminal if, if he doesn't have to shoot anybody. All the thing is the kid's got to be able to gain access to it. So there's no crime committed, i.e. someone being shot, i.e. Kid shooting himself. This one is simply the fact that the kid has access to it. So one of the problems with this one is the way that the full bill is written. Let's say you and I both have 12-year-old boys, and we've got our guns in a gun safe. But both of the 12-year-old boys know the combination to the gun safe. Well, you and I have just committed a crime, according to this bill, because the guns are unsecured because the boys could go in there and open the safe. The reason I'm bringing this up, ladies and gentlemen, incredibly large number of our listeners don't live in New Mexico. These laws are not going to affect you. Or are they? These laws, no one individual in New Mexico created any of these laws. They used a template. And through research that myself and a couple of friends have been doing, John, the Soros Foundation has a library, several hundred thousand variations of these documents.
Really?
A new senator, congressman, whatever, gets elected. They go to the state, and they're getting ready for their first session, and they decide that they want to ban magazines. They can contact, through the Democrat Party, individuals in the Soros Library that will provide them with as many draft copies of these things as they want, worded different ways, attaching certain items, whatever. And these, ladies and gentlemen, are manufactured. Yes, that's the word I use. Not written. They're manufactured by anti-gun, legalese-speaking individuals, and they're available to anybody that's an elected official, Democrat, or communist, or liberal party, or whatever, to use, and then they tailor that to their state, to their state's regulations for a bill, and then submit the bill, John. The way they proved this, there was a bill that went through in New Jersey a couple of years back, or last year, one or the other, and it got shot down, and but all the data was still there. The guy was following another bill under a similar name. I think it was either in Wyoming or Washington, and it looked familiar, and the more he worked uncovering this bill, the more familiar it looked, and he got curious and went back through his old articles, found the one from New Jersey, and it was the same one word for word, John.
Well, I've been doing that for years. That's no surprise. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning? I'm doing well. How are you guys?
If I was any better, I'd be twins and we'd both be in trouble.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that. Hey, Jimmy, I was curious about something. I was looking online because up here we deal with a lot of bears and mountain lions and sometimes wolves, but mostly mountain lions and bears for trouble. And
yes, sir.
I picked up a Glock 29 in 10mm the other day at a screaming deal at a pawn shop. And I was the trigger in the thing is probably, you know, the normal Glock trigger. And it feels like it's probably a 5 or 5.5 or 6 pound pull on that thing. And I was wondering if you had suggestions on a good brand of trigger to be able to purchase and put in that.
I do. I would have, there's a couple of different ones that I have helped customers with. I'd have to have Teresa pull up my ticket list. Boy, what a bride have I got. I do jobs like this and find ones that are really good. And she started taking and making a list of the invoice numbers and customer names and everything so she could find them, of ones that I really talk about, you know, like triggers for Glocks or this or that or whatever. If you can drop me an email, I'll get her to pull those, and I will send you the manufacturers on them. And they're not very expensive kits. One, I think, was like about $68. And the other one, I think, was about, I think it was about $120. And these were drop-in trigger kits, and you could get them from three to five pounds in quarter-pound increments.
Wow, that's excellent. But I was looking online, and it does not seem that any of those trigger groups that you can buy, and I will call you because there was just a slug of them. I mean, you know, there's a bunch. But I don't have an email, but I can give you a call.
That'll work. That'll work.
Anyway, it just doesn't seem that any of them are any lighter than about 3.5 pounds, I think, was the lightest I found.
That is in a Glock, that is about, with that striker fire system, 3.5 pounds is probably about as light as you're going to want to go.
Okay.
I know some guys that run competition, and one of them has got a 2 3/4 pound trigger pull on his gun, and I got to shoot it, and it was really actually kind of scary to me, because you know how the typical pull on a Glock is. You're pulling, and all of a sudden it breaks. And yeah. On this one that he had, it was a surprise, definitely. But the thing is, it was such a surprise on it to me that it broke so soon, so quickly, that I was having a hard time staying on paper. I really was. And that's what I'm thinking about on you. You're talking about dangerous game, and we both know that something like that, the adrenaline's going to be running about 300 miles an hour. I would keep it around around 3.5 pounds. Safety sake, just in case in drawing it and everything else, because of the panic mode of a bear 5 feet away. Getting that finger inside that trigger guard real quick. You know, I always look at all the bad stuff that can happen.
Sure.
But yeah, did you happen to remember any of the manufacturers that you were looking at on that?
No, sir. I did it a couple, 3 days ago, and there was so many of them. I just, I can't remember what they were. It was just, you know, I just punched in on my phone. I've got a phone, but I don't know how to do email or anything like that with it. It's one of these smartphones, but I can get on YouTube or different things, you know. So it looked like the trigger group was not that hard to install. For I looked at one guy putting one in on YouTube, but it didn't look all like it was that tough. Is there any tricks or anything? No. Any problems that you've heard of?
No. Most people, once they, in fact, really and truthfully, changing the trigger group on a Glock is easier than any other handgun that I know of, because you break it down like you're going to clean it, and right there is the trigger group. There is one pin that I think that, one pin that you push out, and you take out the entire trigger mechanism on it, and you put the new one back in there and slide the one pin back in, I believe. It's been a while since I've done one. But it is a super simple operation, and the way the Glock is designed and the way the trigger group is designed, there's no need for honing or fitting or anything else. And unlike a 1911, When I do a trigger job on a 1911, there is a whole lot of work on that one. There's alignments that I have to check out. There's, you know, making sure the cuts are square. And because of all the different components that go together on it, on the Glock, it is so simple that literally all it is like an extreme cleaning job on it.
Yeah, that's what it looks like on YouTube as well. Yep, simple.
But yeah, I would stick with about 3.5 pounds, maybe a little bit heavier, but 3.5 pounds I think you'll be very safe with and you'll be very pleased with.
Sure. I was also curious. I don't think this would be a very good personal defense round. It's just so powerful. Not that you couldn't get one off or hit something with it, because it's even with this terrible Glock trigger, at 20 yards, I could keep 10 shots in a target about the size of my hand offhand at 20 yards.
You're doing 100 times better than me. There's something about the angle of the Glock grip with me.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got a last break. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 21st of January. Well, gentlemen, we're wrapping up the show here. Let's take care of Kyle's question and then conclude the show here, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Kyle, on the 10 millimeter, that is actually, Alaskans carry it all over the place. Two tips on your ammunition for it. One, heaviest bullet you can get. Two, don't use hollow points. On the Bear, on the Cougar, you're going to want as much penetration as you can get and a hollow point on either one of them because of hide and fat, it's going to open up and you're not going to get the penetration. But, yeah, our phone number and everything is there on the webpage. Give us a holler, and we'll help you through this a little bit more and get you set up. And, ladies and gentlemen, our show is here for you. So anytime, like Kyle, like Jerry does sometimes, other folks, call in, ask us your questions. Believe it or not, there's probably somebody out there, Kyle, that's got the same question you got. They just haven't called yet.
You bet. Well, thank you, gentlemen, and have a great day. Thank you, John, for a great show again, always.
Okay, Kyle.
Appreciate
thank
your
you.
Program very much.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate
it. All right, boss.
So, well, we're into John? The new year here, very solidly, Jimmy, moving forward, and I hope that you'll be with us every Monday this coming year.
I plan on it, boss. It's just like the gun shows. People have told me when they first found out about the pancreatic cancer at all that, well, you'll be laying in bed screaming for a bedpan. Ain't happened yet, and I don't plan on it.
You have the right attitude, Jimmy. You have the right attitude, and we're praying for your recovery. So,
hey, boss, and your bride is in our prayers as well. And everybody, remember all of our listeners. There's bunches of them out there that are going through things. May not be cancer. It may be family members or something with health problems. Let's lift everybody up. Let's all stick together because, as God says, there's strength in numbers, and God hears the prayers of a faithful person. So, been a great show, John.
It has been. Farmers Monday is one of our more popular shows, and thank you for being with us, Jimmy. I look forward to having you back next Monday.
All right, boss. You have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, we may have a special guest the first hour. It's up in the air right now. Second hour, we'll have Leon Green talk about all kinds of topics, of course, including the doTERRA essential oils, which I use every day. In fact, I got to go fill up the diffuser with some On Guard as soon as the show's over here. And Wednesday, Professor James McKinney and my friend Jeff Nyquist. This is another show that is getting great numbers and great reviews. Professor McKinney talks about all kinds of things, and of course Jeff Nyquist talks about the international communist threat, which is becoming more and more of a threat. Thursday, we'll have Tom Berryhill on. We'll talk about the energy cleaner and health-related matters. And, of course, Friday, we'll have Tom Berryhill back talking about emergency survival communications. First hour, and my friend, my personal physician, Dr. Leonard Welbert, the second hour, talking about health-related matters once again. We talk about a lot about health on this show. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.